الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يقول الإمام المجدد رحمه الله: اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم، أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين، كما قال تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. شرع المؤلف رحمه الله في الموضوع مبتدئا بتنبيه القارئ بالفعل الذي يدل على التنبيه، وهو اعلم، وهو خطاب عام لكل مسلم ومسلمة، تنبيها لهم وإيقاظا لهممهم ليستعدوا لما سيأتي من التوجيهات الكريمة والوصايا العظيمة. ثم أعقب التنبيه بالدعاء: وما أحوج الإنسان إلى الدعاء لنفسه والدعاء لغيره، لا سيما بظهر الغيب، فكم فيه من فضل ورجاء. وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في صحيح مسلم: من دعا لأخيه بظهر الغيب قال الملك الموكل به آمين ولك بمثل ذلك قوله اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته، أي ألهمك طاعته بالرشد والاعتصام بها، لأن من ألهمه الله رشده فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وطاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم طاعة لله تعالى، كما قال الله عز وجل: وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله. وقد أمر الله تعالى بطاعته وطاعة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وطاعة أولي الأمر في آية واحدة، فقال عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. بل أخبر عز وجل أن في طاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الهداية للطريق القويم، فقال سبحانه: وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا. وأخبر سبحانه أن فيها الفوز برضوان الله، كما قال عز وجل: ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وفيها الرحمة، كما قال عز وجل: وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون. وطاعة الله معناها امتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه، امتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه. قوله اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. الحنيفية هي الملة الصالحة. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بعثت بالحنيفية السمحة. والحنيف معناه المقبل على الله المعرض عما سواه. والحنيفية هي ملة إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقد جعل الله جل وعلا إبراهيم حنيفا أي مائلا عن طريق الشرك إلى التوحيد الخالص. والحنيفية هي الملة التي مالت عن كل باطل إلى الحق وابتعدت عن كل باطل إلى الحق، وهي ملة أبينا إبراهيم عليه السلام، كما قال جل وعلا ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. وقال عز وجل إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم. وحقيقة ملة إبراهيم هي تحقيق معنى لا إله إلا الله، كما قال الله عز وجل وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني فإنه سيهدين. وجعلها كلمة باقية في عقبه لعلهم يرجعون. وهذه الكلمة هي كلمة لا إله إلا الله. وهي قوله تعالى إذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني. إنني براء مما تعبدون هذا هو النفي في كلمة التوحيد، يعني لا إله معناه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الله الإثبات. وهي في الآية إلا الذي فطرني، فلابد من الجمع بين النفي والإثبات. ولهذا قال أهل العلم كلمة التوحيد لا إله إلا الله فيها نفي وفيها إثبات، والنفي البراءة من كل معبود سوى الله جل وعلا وإثبات العبادة لله وحده، يعني إزالة العبودية الحق المستحقة لله سبحانه. هذه هي ملة إبراهيم وهي الحنيفية، وهي التي أمر الله جل وعلا نبيه بالاستمساك بها. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا. ملة إبراهيم هي التوحيد، وإذا عرفت هذا فإن العبادة لا تقبل إلا بالتوحيد، ولذلك قال المؤلف رحمه الله أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين، كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وثبت في صحيح مسلم في الحديث القدسي أن الله جل وعلا قال أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك، من عمل عملا أشرك معي به غيري تركته وشركه، تركته وشركه. والله جل وعلا يقول وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفا. وقال عز وجل ألا لله الدين الخالص، فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص. وقال عز وجل قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. إذن لابد من إخلاص العبادة لله وحده. أما من خلط في العبادة فعبد الله وعبد غيره فإن العبادة لا تكون صحيحة ولا تكون مقبولة، أو عبد غير الله فلا تصح العبادة إلا أن تكون خالصة لله جل وعلا. ولهذا يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله فلواحد كن واحدا في واحد، أعني طريق الحق والإيمان، واحدا في إخلاصك العبادة لله وحده وفي السير على الطريق القويم والصراط المستقيم. فإذا سئلت ما هي الحنيفية فقل هي ملة إبراهيم، وهي عبادة الله وحده بصدق وإخلاص وصواب. إذن لابد أن تتوفر في العبادة الإخلاص لله جل وعلا والمتابعة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، تكون العبادة خالصة لله لا حق فيها لأحد من المخلوقين، لا لنبي مرسل ولا لملك مقرب ولا لولي صالح فضلا عن غيره من المخلوقين. فمن صرف شيئا من العبادة لغير الله فقد أشرك مع الله جل وعلا. وأن تكون العبادة صوابا على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول كما في صحيح مسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. قال المؤلف أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين، ثم استدل بقول الله جل وعلا وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، إلا ليعبدون، أي العلة من خلق الجن والإنس عبادة الله. وهذه الآية جاءت بأسلوب الحصر والقصر، إن العبادة خاصة بالله فلا يتوجه بها إلى سواه، وهذا شامل لجميع أنواع العبادة الظاهرة والباطنة. كما أن في الآية بيان للحكمة من خلق عالم الإنس والجن الذين خلقهم الله وابتلاهم بالتكاليف، وفي مقدمة التكاليف الأمر بالتوحيد والنهي عن الشرك. لهذا يقول جل وعلا إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا، وهي التكاليف الشرعية. ولهذا قال تعالى الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، قال الفضيل بن عياض أحسن عملا أخلصه وأصوبه. فلا بد أن يجتمع الإخلاص لله والمتابعة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، فلا تتم العبادة إلا لتوحيد الله وجميع طاعاته والبراءة من الشرك وأهله، حتى يكون متبعا للحنيفية السمحة التي هي ملة إبراهيم، والتي أمر الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتبعها لقوله تعالى ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. فالذي يعبد غير الله مخالف لحكمة خلق الجن والإنس وهي عبادة الله تعالى مخلصا له الدين. وإبراهيم عليه السلام وهو أبو الأنبياء والذين جاءوا من بعده كلهم من ذريته، كما قال تعالى: وجعلنا في ذريته النبوة والكتاب. فالأنبياء من ذريته، ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من ذرية إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم عليه السلام، ولهذا جعله الله للناس إماما. قال: ومن ذريتي، قال: لا ينال عهد الظالمين. وقال عز وجل: إن إبراهيم كان أمة، أي إماما يقتدى به. وكل الأنبياء دعوا إلى عبادة الله عز وجل، كما قال سبحانه: وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. فالاهتمام بهذا الأصل الأصيل وهذا الأمر المتين من إخلاص العبادة لله عز وجل. وقد ذكر الشيخ السعدي رحمه الله فائدة عظيمة في بيان أن العبادة لا تصح إلا بإخلاص لله ومتابعة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال السعدي رحمه الله: فلا أنفع للعبد من حمل الإخلاص والمتابعة نصب عينيه في كل ما يأتي ويذر، في كل ما يأتي ويذر، وفي كل ما يقول ويفعل، حتى يكون الإخلاص له نعتا والمتابعة له وصفا، وتضمحل عن قلبه جميع المقاصد والأغراض المنافية للإخلاص، ويدع البدع الاعتقادية والفعلية إيثارا للمتابعة. فمن جعل الإخلاص والمتابعة نصب عينيه فإنه يحصل على الخير والسعادة العظيمة، وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. فليجتهد العبد دائما وأبدا في إخلاص العبادة لله عز وجل والمتابعة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، حتى تكون عبادته صحيحة مقبولة عند الله عز وجل. نسأل الله تعالى للجميع التوفيق والتسديد، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله وآله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. So the Sheikh Abdullah Najmi Hafidhullah, he continued explaining the Qawaid Arba'a, the four fundamental principles, and he said that the author, the Mu'allif Rahimahullah, he mentioned and he said, "Know, may Allah guide you to his obedience, that Al-Hanifiyya is the religion of Ibrahim, is that you worship Allah alone with sincerity to him in a religion. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and I have not created jinn and mankind except to worship me. I have not created jinn and mankind except to worship me." So the author, may Allah have mercy on him, he began this topic drawing the attention of the person who's listening or who's reading with the action with the verb of know, yes, which indicates to knowledge. And this is a general call out to the Muslims and to the Muslimah, for the Muslim and for the Muslimah. And the Sheikh said he is drawing their attention so that they prepare themselves for that which is about to come from instructions, yani from noble instructions and yani advice. After that, after drawing the attention of the person who is listening or the person who is reading, he supplicates for them. The author supplicated for them, and the Sheikh said, "And how in need is the person, or how in need is the person how we need is the man or the person into or yeah to make a dua for himself and for others, for himself and for others, especially while no one is يعني around him, especially in his seclusion. So the Sheikh said, how much virtue is in a supplication? Naam, and it has been authentically narrated on the, يعني from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as found in Sahih Muslim, that he said, whosoever supplicates for his brother while being alone or while in his seclusion, the angel who is appointed to him would reply while he's supplicating, he would say Ameen, and for you the same. And for you the same. So the author, rahimahullah, he said, know, may Allah guide you. May Allah guide you to his obedience. So the meaning of this, the Sheikh said, is that يعني that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he inspires you and he guides you to his obedience and to hold on to it. Yes, because whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires him and he guides him, then this person has يعني achieved great success. And the obedience, or the showing obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is showing obedience to Allah, or it means that you show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have not sent a messenger except that people obey him, except that people should obey him with the permission of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to obey him and to obey his messenger and those people who are in charge of you. Go too fast, huh? Khalas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded with his obedience. Allah had commanded with his obedience and the obedience of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to those who are in charge of you, to those who are in charge of your affairs, all of them in one verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to obey all of those, يعني, to obey Allah, his messenger, and those people who are in charge of us, all in one verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all you who believe, obey Allah and his messenger and those who are in charge of you, and those who are in charge of you. So and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lies guidance to their straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا, and if you obey him, يعني referring to the Messenger, if you obey him, you will be guided. If you obey him, you will be guided. And also in the obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whosoever, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, and whosoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has indeed achieved great success. Also in the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, and obey the messenger so that you may achieve mercy. So the Sheikh continued, Hafidhullah, and he said that the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you stick to his commandments and you follow and fulfill his commandments and you stay away from that which he had prohibited. So the statement commented now, the statement of Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, where he said, Know that the Hanifiyya is the religion of Ibrahim until the rest, that you worship Allah alone sincerely to him. He said, that the Sheikh said, Al-Hanifiyya here is the moderate religion. As Allah, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنِفِيَّةِ السَّمْحَةِ, I was sent with, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was sent with the Hanifiyya that is moderate, the moderate Hanifiyya. And the Sheikh said, the word Hanif, which you can say about the person, he's Hanif, the word here means that the person who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing or submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while turning away from anything other than or anything beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the religion of Ibrahim. So, na'am, I'll repeat it. So, al-hanif, the person, we say this person is hanif, is when the person completely submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turns away from anything beside Allah. And this is the religion of Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Ibrahim يعني حنيف. He made him حنيف. The one who submits to Allah سبحانه وتعالى completely, and he turns away from anything else that is beside Allah. The Sheikh said meaning, يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى made إبراهيم حنيفه, meaning that he turns away from the path of shirk. He leaves or he turns away from the path of shirk to the path of the sincerity and path of tawheed. Yes, and also this millah or this religion of Ibrahim is the religion that stays away or moves away from anything that is falsehood to everything that is truth. Everything that is the truth. So yeah, this religion of Ibrahim, the millah al-hanifiyya here, is that the religion that يعني stays away from anything which is falsehood and goes or stays on anything that is the truth. And this is the religion of Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Ibrahim was not a Jew or a Christian, rather he was a Hanifan Musliman. He was someone who completely submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon monotheism, يعني completely submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turns away, يعني stays away from anything beside him. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله. Indeed, Ibrahim was an example while showing submission to Allah. So the Shaykh said, the reality of the religion of Ibrahim is that you achieve, the reality of the religion of Ibrahim is to achieve the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Or that which is the religion of Ibrahim is based upon is to achieve the meaning of La ilaha illallah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding Ibrahim, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنِّي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. And when Ibrahim said to his father and to his people, I am free from that which you worship. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. Except to the one who created me, he will guide me. Except to the one who had created me, he will indeed guide me. So the Sheikh said this statement of Ibrahim in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and when Ibrahim said to his father and to his people, I am free from that which you worship, except to the one who created me, he will guide me. وجعلها كلمة باقية في عقبه لعلهم يرجعون. And he left this statement, or he left that which he said, the statement, after him, يعني after he left them, so that they may return. So the Sheikh said this statement that he had left behind him is La ilaha illallah. The word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, and he left it as a statement behind him. This statement, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to, the Sheikh said, is La ilaha illallah. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring, when he said this statement, is referring to La ilaha illallah. So the statement of Ibrahim, where he said, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, I am free from that which you worship. The meaning of this, this takes the place of the negation in the statement of La ilaha illallah. Yes, so this takes the place of La ilaha. So Ibrahim said, إِنِّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, I am free from that which you worship. This takes the place of the negation in the statement of La ilaha illallah, which is La ilaha. نعم إلا الذي فطرني إلا الذي فطرني. Now the next part, which is the affirmation, is when Ibrahim said إلا الذي فطرني, except to the one who created me, and this is the affirmation, which is equal to إلا الله, which is equal to إلا الله. نعم. So the people of knowledge, they said that the statement of Tawheed, of course, has negation and affirmation. Negation, affirmation, when you negate that no one has the right to be worshipped, and you affirm illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In truth, except Allah. So this is the affirmation when you say except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sheikh said also it means that you ascribe or you only give the right to be worshipped to Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sheikh said, this is the religion of Ibrahim. This is the religion of Ibrahim, or this is what the religion of Ibrahim is all about. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his messenger to hold on and to cling to. Yes, so this is the religion of Ibrahim, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his prophet to hold on and to cling to. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم. Yes, and after that, or after we have revealed to you that follow the religion of Ibrahim, follow the religion of Ibrahim. And the Sheikh said the worship is not accepted, any action of worship is not accepted except with Tawheed. Yes, any action of worship is not to be accepted except with Tawheed. And for that reason, he said, the author, يعني, he said that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity in the religion. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity in the religion. And the Sheikh said it has been authentically narrated in Sahih Muslim, the hadith, which is a hadith Qudsi, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wording and the meaning is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. I am the one who is most, يعني, not in need of shirk. Yes, who من عامل عملا أشرك به معي غيري تركته وشركه. Whosoever does any action that he associates someone with me in this action, I would leave him with his shirk. I would leave him and I would abandon him and leave him with his shirk. Yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Hadith al-Qudsi, yes, Hadith al-Qudsi meaning the wording and the meaning is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك من عمل عملا أشرك به معي غيري تركته وشركه. Yes, so I am the one who's يعني most in not يعني not not in need, least in need, yeah, rather, yeah, of shirk from those who يعني people take as partners. From all of them, I'm the one in less يعني or the least need of shirk. Whosoever does any action associates someone with me in this action, I would leave him, I would abandon him with his shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they have not been commanded except to worship Allah sincerely in the religion, with sincerity in the religion. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ. Verily for Allah is the sincere religion. Verily to Allah is the sincere religion. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنَا أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. Yes, say that I was commanded to worship Allah with while being sincere to him. Say, I was commanded to worship Allah while being sincere to him. So the Sheikh said, therefore it is a must that the person achieves sincerity in worship. It is a must that the person achieves sincerity in the worship. As for the person who worships Allah and he worships others beside him, then his worship is not accepted. His worship is not accepted. Or the person, he worships Allah, or rather, Afan. So the first one, the person, he worships Allah, he worships someone beside him, then his action is not accepted, and his worship is not accepted. Likewise, the person who does not worship Allah, he worships other than Allah, he does not worship Allah at all, his action is nullified, and his action is not accepted. And then the Sheikh said that Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned يعني in regarding Tawheed, he said in one of his statements, he said فَلِوَاحِدٍ كُنْ وَاحِدًا فِي وَاحِدٍ. Yes, so I'll do the literal translation of this. He said, for one, be one in one. For one, be one in one. And the meaning of this, the Sheikh said, may Allah preserve him, he said that you يعني for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is one. Yes, for Allah who is one, you become a person of sincerity. يعني you be one, meaning you become a person who worships Allah with sincerity. And in one, meaning that you stay on the correct path, the one correct path and the one straight path. Yes, so if you were to be asked what is Hanifiyyah, if someone was to ask you what is Hanifiyyah, then you should say it is the millah, it is the religion, it is the way of Ibrahim, which consists of worshiping Allah alone. Yes, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and staying away from anything other than that. After that, the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he continued and he said, and for the action or for any type of worship or any act of worship to be accepted, two conditions must be fulfilled. The first one, sincerity. The first one, sincerity, that you do this action for Allah alone and you do not seek by performing this action any worldly gain or to please anyone, whether a normal person, a messenger, or prophet, or any pious person. Yes, so no person has a share of this worship يعني from you. You do not try to please anyone beside Allah in this action of worship. So the first one is sincerity. So whosoever turns any type of worship or directs any type of worship to other than Allah, then this person has fallen into shirk. Secondly, the second condition is أن يكون صوابا يعني for the action to be correct or for the action to be correct or to be in accordance to the sunnah of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, and the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a hadith which has been narrated in Sahih Muslim, من عمل عمل ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whosoever does an action that is not from our affair will have it rejected. Whosoever does an action that is not from our affair will have it rejected. Then the مؤلف رحمه الله, the author, he said, or he used as proof the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا يَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind except to worship me. So the Shaykh said the reason for the creation of the jinn and the mankind is to worship Allah. The reason for the creation of jinn and mankind is to worship Allah. And this verse, the Shaykh said, this verse came as a way of restriction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he created them to worship him alone. Yani he restricted it. Yes? And any type of worship, or that the rather Shaykh said, any type of worship, you do not direct it to other than Allah. You do not direct them to other than Allah. And also in this verse is a clarification of the wisdom why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and the jinn and the mankind, and also that which he clarified, that which he obliged them, or that which he obligated for them to do and to achieve. And this is tawheed. This is tawheed, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Yes, Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibali fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha." We have offered, or we have shown the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains. Yes, and they have refused, or they had rejected to carry it, or to they have rejected to carry it and to be responsible for it, and they were pitiful towards it. وحملها الإنسان وإنه كان ظلوما جهولا. And the mankind, or the person, يعني the human being, accepted it. Indeed, he was an oppressor and he was ignorant. Indeed, he was an oppressor and he was ignorant. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الذي خلق, يعني speaking about himself, he said, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. The one who created life and death to test you, who of you has the best of actions. Yes, الفضيل بن عياض رحمه الله, he said the best actions here is referring to the one with the most sincerity and the one يعني that is in accordance to the sunnah. The best action here in this verse is referring to the action with sincerity and the action which is in accordance to the sunnah. So it is a must that the person is sincere and he follows the sunnah of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, I'll speak slower. So as we said, the one who created life and death to test you, who of you has the best actions. So Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah, he mentioned that the best action here is referring to the action with sincerity, and that is which is in accordance to the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is a must that the person, he is sincere and he follows the way of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, so upon the person is tawheed and to follow the guidance of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to free himself from shirk and its people. Free yourself from shirk and its people. And also the Shaykh mentioned the verse again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. Thereafter we have revealed to you that follow the religion of Ibrahim, while having the complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So the person who worships other than Allah, then this person is in opposition to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn and the mankind. Yes, so the one who worships other than Allah, then this person, he opposes the reason why and the wisdom why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn and the mankind. And the Shaykh said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is the father of the prophets. He is the father of the prophets. And everyone that comes after Ibrahim is from his offspring. Everyone that comes after Ibrahim is from his offspring. So the prophets and the messengers that come after him are from his offspring. Yes, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the offspring of Ismail alayhi salam. Of Ismail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, he made Ibrahim alayhi salam an imam. Yes, he made it as an example to the people. He made it as an example and a role model to follow. Yes, and he also asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, as يعني said, he said, and from my offspring, Allah subhanahu قال, قال, لا ينالوا أهدي الظالمين. Allah said, my covenant will not be given to the oppressors. My covenant will not be given to the oppressors. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. Yes, indeed Ibrahim was a leading example. He was a role model. And the Shaykh said, all of the prophets called to the worship of Allah. All of the prophets called to the worship of Allah. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have not sent before you any messenger except we reveal to him that worship Allah and stay away from worshipping false deities or from following false deities. So upon us is to يعني give great care to يعني to achieving sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, Imam Sa'di, Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di, he mentions a great benefit in يعني the action not being correct except with two conditions, which is the sincerity and يعني being according to the sunnah. So he mentions a great benefit in this topic, and he said there is nothing more beneficial for the slave than sincerity and to have his actions in accordance to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything that he does and everything that he stays away from. There is nothing more beneficial for the slave than sincerity and mutaba'a and following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything that the person does and everything that he leaves or he stays away from, and in everything that the person says and everything that the person does. Yes, until يعني he's upon this way until the sincerity and the following of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam became يعني an attribute of him. Until sincerity and following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes an attribute of his, and anything that contradicts sincerity would decrease in his heart. I'll repeat again now. So the Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sa'di said there's nothing more beneficial for the slave than sincerity and following. There is nothing more beneficial for the slave than sincerity and following in everything that the person commits or anything that the person stays away from, and in everything that he says and everything that he does, until sincerity and following becomes an attribute of his. Until the sincerity and the following becomes an attribute of his, and the anything which opposes sincerity decreases in his heart, and he leaves off the innovations of statements and the innovation of actions. Yes, and whosoever puts sincerity in front of his eyes, then he will achieve the success. He will achieve the success. Whosoever puts the sincerity in front of his eyes and sets it as a goal or target for himself, then he will achieve the great success. And he quoted the verse from the book of Allah where he said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا دُونَ السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And this is my straight path, so follow it. This is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other paths, so that it may not lead you, mislead you away from his path. So the Shaykh said, upon the slave is to strive in achieving sincerity and following of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that his worship is correct, so that his acts of worship are correct and accepted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone success and to make it easy for them to achieve this. Lastly, the translation of when the Shaykh said the verse with قال إبراهيم الأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني فإنه شاهدين وجعلها كلمة باقية في عقبه. Yes, so the translation of this is that he made it يعني the word, the statement of لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, a word lasting among his offspring. يعني he left it in his offspring. He left it after in his offspring, something which he left with his offspring. Yes, that they may turn back. That they may turn back. Yeah? So this is the actual translation of the verse. نعم هذا، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.